Abortion rights advocates are suing the state over a bill passed by the 2013 legislature. The bill requires parental consent before a minor can have an abortion. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce says opponents of the new law hope the courts will find it an invasion of privacy.
The abortion consent bill, House Bill 391, passed the legislature on mostly partisan lines. Governor Steve Bullock let the bill pass into law without his signature. He did so with the expectation abortion rights advocates would sue to get the new statute thrown out. And they have. Planned Parenthood of Montana Communications Director Lindsay Love believes the law is clearly unconstitutional.
When it comes to reproductive health care, our statutes, our law books, actually grant minors the right to consent for their own health care services.
So she says the law is an invasion of privacy and also equal protection, since minor girls who decide to go through with their pregnancy do not need parental consent for medical services in the law. She says courts tossed out a similar law in the 90s. Opponents of the measure, like Love, say the vast majority of pregnant teenage girls do consult their parents before seeking an abortion. They say the small minority who don't may have worries of parental abuse. Hamilton Republican Representative Nancy Balance was one of the co-sponsors of the consent bill. She is personally against abortion. She believes requiring a parent's okay for a decision that big is the right thing to do for the health of the girl and of the family unit.
Why do we set up a situation where we make it very easy for girls to have indiscriminate sex and then tell them it's all okay, you don't have to tell mommy and daddy?
Balance says parents should have a say in these situations. Parents oftentimes know important medical information that their teenager may not have told her doctor or may not even know about herself. Also, she says minors may not fully grasp the emotional trauma that can come with an abortion.
There are so many women that I talk to who 20, 30 years later still have that in their mind that an abortion was done, that there was a child that they never saw, that they never got to know, and for whatever reason, it is haunting.
Balance agrees there are a small number of cases where a girl would avoid telling her parents about an abortion to avoid abuse. But she says there are other options for those girls to turn to, like counseling services or law enforcement. Montana voters endorsed a similar measure to the consent bill last November. This one only required parents be notified of a child's abortion. It passed with over 70% of the vote. Balance believes the majority of Montanans would also agree with the consent law. Lindsay Love with Planned Parenthood sees it differently.
We don't put fundamental rights up for popular vote. That's why our Constitution exists. And ultimately, that's why we've taken this course.
When the consent bill became law, it superseded the notification rules passed by voters last November. But the lawsuit from Planned Parenthood is actually against both measures, looking for the courts to toss out both as unconstitutional. It's unclear when the state district court will take any action on the suit. I'm Dan Boyce, reporting at the Capitol.